Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to talk with Corbin Carson in just a moment about the Rebecca Grossman trial. You may have heard late Friday afternoon, jury came out and announced that she was convicted on murder charges and gross vehicular manslaughter and hit and run. Running over Mark and Jacob Iskander, those two young boys who are crossing the street with their mother and other brother. But I tell you, Tony Busby is going to go. If there's a defense attorney's hall of fame for all-time worst defenses, Busby is right there. Busby's got a plaque in that hall of fame. This was an atrocious defense, and it didn't fool anybody. The jurors came back relatively quickly. Let's go talk to Corbin Carson now, because he's been chronicling this trial since the beginning.
Yeah, Don, you know, after weeks of testimony, Rebecca Grossman found guilty of second-degree murder and those other charges you mentioned, and Tony Busby called that verdict unexpected, and he promises there will be an appeal coming. As the verdict was read, both families are in tears. Grossman's adult daughter cried out several times. Rebecca Grossman was also crying, but trying to console her daughter. The judge said justice cannot wait, and Grossman was immediately put in handcuffs to await sentencing, which we're expected to hear, which is expected to be set in April. And then outside the court on Friday, the family of 11 and 8-year-old Mark and Jacob Iskander spoke about the verdict, starting with the boy's mother, Nancy Iskander.
Every day in court here felt like I'm attending the funeral of the boys again. Day after day. That's how it felt. And seeing the defendant and seeing the defense attorneys, it just was that bad. It felt like all the stress of the years and hard work and the hope has paid off. And someone is now held accountable. Mark and Jacob didn't die. Mark and Jacob were murdered.
And jurors believed that despite the defense, as you talked about, giving all kinds of explanations for how Rebecca Grossman was not guilty of that. But in the end, jurors believed that. We also heard Friday from the boy's father, Kareem Iskander. We haven't heard much from him, but he gave a reaction as well and kind of spoke to a little bit about the what it was like for that family sitting in this weeks-long trial. I mean, this is 4 years after his boys were killed.
We are finally can move on. Finally, we have been waiting for a closure. We have been waiting for Mrs. Grossman to to take responsibility. And she just chose to fight to the end. And it was heartbreaking to see the lawyers' lies and conspiracy theories. And I'm amazed and glad that despite all their tricks, they couldn't trick our system or the jurors. And I appreciate that. It was true fight between the truth and evil tricks. And the truth won.
And the truth won is what he said. Those evil tricks, just to give people a kind of a run back. This was in 2020 when Grossman was out with ex-Dodger baseball pitcher Scott Erickson. Jurors were told the two were playfully racing in a residential neighborhood. Grossman floored the gas to 81 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone, sped through that crosswalk, slamming into 8 and 11-year-old Mark and Jacob Iskander at freeway speeds. One of the boys being knocked 254 feet. Just a horrible thing for this family to sit through. But what's interesting about this, John, is that even the mother, Nancy, was also asked about, you know, what was it like watching this guilty verdict come through? You know, it's got to be a little bit of a conclusion, or at least a partial conclusion to this. But at the same time, was there any satisfaction? And surprisingly, she said not really.
Obviously heartbreaking. No one wishes that on anyone. I promise I do not have any hate for her. My heart broke for her children. I saw when her son was there, I saw Mark, who would be 15 now. I'm a mother, you know, and so it wasn't easy, but it will bring me closure.
Yeah, so it wasn't easy, she says, but in the end, it does bring closure.
All right, Corbin, I was going through some of the old stories of leading up to the trial, and what struck me was that Busby was constantly throwing out theories or innuendo or possibilities, but when it came down to it, he didn't actually present any evidence or witnesses or have the principal speak. I can't imagine. He wanted to blame Scott Erickson. He was trying to do that every way he could. But he doesn't call Scott Erickson to the stand. He doesn't. You know, he doesn't call Rebecca Grossman to the stand.
Right.
I mean, if she didn't hit the boys, then why wouldn't you put her up on the stand to say, "I didn't hit the boys"?
She has to then answer all these crazy theories that have been presented at that point. They're talking about two lanes, two impacts, two different cars. They're blaming Erickson for going through that crosswalk first. They're attacking the data of the car as if the car, the SUV was in on it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He's obviously, Busby made up a lot of stuff. And he didn't even try to substantiate it with anybody else that was actually at the scene.
Right. And same thing with Scott Erickson. One of the things that he was trying to do, at least is what it looked like he was trying to do, was create reasonable doubt. And he put all kinds of reasonable doubt out there. So it's in his interest to say Scott Erickson did it, but not actually call him. And what was interesting is prosecutors said that. Just so you know, the defense has the same power to call people that we do.
Right.
And he objected and said, we can't call him.
He could subpoena those witnesses and they would have to testify. Now, they could sit up there and take the Fifth Amendment 100 times. But if we saw Scott Erickson sweating and squirming, we might get an idea of what was going on.
Plus, the prosecution would be smart enough to ask questions that wouldn't necessarily implicate him, but would clear up that reasonable doubt. So that was one of the biggest reasons that it appears that they didn't want to call him up there, because then they could just throw stuff out there with no one to answer, especially since prosecutors hadn't called him because they don't want to further confuse jurors as to who did this accident. And then at the second time, you have Erickson up there confusing things even further.
I wonder how much Rebecca Grossman paid for that defense.
Man,
she ought to get her
and it's
money
going.
Back.
It's still going because now we have sentencing, and now they have to switch up and explain why they essentially attacked this family, sending the mother out while these grotesque pictures are up, asking the judge, "Hey, can you have her leave? She keeps crying out about the horrible pictures of her children."
You know what?
And they have to answer for all that at sentencing.
As I was going through the old stories, Rebecca Grossman apparently said at some point, it was reported, that she got distracted by Nancy Iskander on her inline skates, that she saw the boy's mother on the skates, and she turned and she stared, and she wished she hadn't looked away as long as she did, blaming the mother for being a distraction as to why the boys got run over. That was that was unbelievable.
And keep in mind, brakes not barely tapped, according to the black box data. So seeing her mother, this would have been an instant. It was too late at that moment.
Yeah.
If that had been true.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Great reporting covering this trial. Thank you.
Sure thing, sir. Thanks for having me.
Corbin Carson from KFI News. Yeah, Rebecca Grossman. What a piece of work. Huh? Now, she's the epitome of like a 60-year-old attractive, blonde, wealthy, entitled woman. And just carried herself. I mean, can you imagine saying, well, it was the mom's, basically, as you're saying, it was the mom's fault. What was she doing on skates? That distracted me as a driver. Yeah, right. But the margarita and the Valium, that had nothing to do with it, right? It was the mom on the skates driving 81 miles an hour with her boyfriend. I mean, Jess, you know what else jumped out at me? Because the prosecutor had said that Rebecca Grossman knew that speed kills because she had a previous experience. I looked up to see what that was. She got a speeding ticket in 2013. She's going 92 miles an hour. And she's had some excuse. She was late to pick up her kid, and her husband, you know, is working over at the Burn Center, Dr. Peter Grossman. They put on the officer who gave her the ticket, and he remembered. And Tony Busby scoffed, saying, "How could you remember handing out a ticket from 10 years ago? Do you remember any other tickets you handed out that day? Did you remember the ticket you handed out before Rebecca Grossman or the ticket after Rebecca Grossman?" And he didn't remember. And so the attorney was scoffing, saying, "Well, how the hell could you pot you? You just remembered this now after all this time?" Well, there was a reason the cop remembered Rebecca Grossman, because she was so upset about getting the ticket. She said, like, "Well, I hope you never have to go to the Burn Center. I hope you never need the Burn Center." Implying what? You wouldn't get your burns treated because you gave Rebecca a ticket? So the husband isn't gonna treat his burns if he was a victim? Of course that's going to stick in his head. That's why he remembered it 10 years later. Who does that? Who says, "I hope you never need the Burn Center"? When I read that, I thought, this lady deserves everything she's going to get. And, you know, shame on Tony Busby, because you put that family through so much heartache for 4 years. So much. Do you know how many times they cried because of your stupid defense just over the last 6 weeks? What a sad, sad profession that is, being a defense attorney of that nature. What a sad and cruel and awful. I don't know who the hell Tony Busby is. I never heard of him. What kind of kid was he? Whose kid becomes that? You torture a mother who watched her two kids die right in front of her and then try to have her blamed for it and try to have her thrown out of the courtroom? Wow. Born without a conscience, born without a soul, born without any humanity. More coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, there is a revolt brewing in parts of Los Angeles, specifically the Council District number 4, which runs from the mid-city area and then goes up over the mountains into Encino, Reseda, Studio City. Everyone is very angry with the homeless situation and this terrible councilwoman, Nithya Raman, who we've talked about for 4 years. She is just atrocious. And a lot of people in that area are angry with Nithya Raman and Karen Bass, because they can't clean up. For a long time, Nithya Raman would not clean up homeless encampments. She just refused. Now they cleaned one up, and the homeless keep coming back. It's called repopulation. And Karen Bass keeps promising, no, this time we're going to clean it. We're going to clean it for good. But Karen Bass and Nithya Raman never spend the money on the police to clear out the encampment permanently. They clear it out. They clean up the garbage. They walk away. And then all the homeless sneak in from the back. And this happens repeatedly. And for some reason, Nithya Raman and Karen Bass are too dense to realize you have to actively police the area for a long time until the vagrants give up. Because if the vagrants aren't going for permanent mental health treatment or drug treatment, then they're going to come back. Because they know Bass and Raman are just doing it for a few days to get the TV coverage and to send out press releases. They're not serious. So we'll get into that. We're going to have Ethan Weaver on, rather. We've had Ethan on before. Ethan is a deputy city attorney, and he's running up against Nithya Raman in that district. And Ethan Weaver is a must vote. And I'm also going to tell you just the whole story of what's going on in that district, because they have a lot of homeless encampments. And even the El Segundo Times did quite a story on the chaos there. Here's something, a headline which just cracked me up, because it's apparently this needed a headline also in the El Segundo Times. San Francisco is going to start prosecuting drug dealers for murder. Can you imagine? County by county in California, as fentanyl overdoses escalate, local prosecutors are turning to a novel legal strategy, charging drug dealers with murder. That's what it says here. Now, charging drug dealers with murder is one of the provisions in that referendum that we've been pushing, that we had the show on at the Honda Center in Anaheim. Remember, it's to greatly rewrite Prop 47, making theft illegal again, making drug possession and drug selling illegal again. Well, one of the provisions is to go after fentanyl dealers and charge them with murder after they've been warned once that selling fentanyl can kill people. If they catch you again and you've killed one of your customers, then you could get murder charges. Well, that would put it into law. Right now, it's optional, and some prosecutors are doing it. And it looks like the El Segundo Times is shocked that San Francisco is doing it. So is Sacramento County, Fresno, San Joaquin, San Bernardino, and San Diego counties. They're calling it an aggressive legal strategy. And they're adopting the strategy, even though it was popularized in red or purple areas of California, where more conservative law enforcement leaders have long embraced a tough-on-crime policy. Do you love the way the woke progressives at the LA Times phrase this thing? To put fentanyl dealers in prison for murder is considered a conservative philosophy. And San Francisco, famous for their ultra-liberal politics, are preparing to follow suit. I don't understand. Never in my life, for most of my life, was putting killers in jail considered conservative. Everyone I know all my life, regardless of how they voted, wanted killers in prison. They wanted drug dealers in prison. And fentanyl really didn't exist as a scourge until about 10 years ago. So you could live decades, never hear about fentanyl, but you knew about all the other drugs. And everybody used to agree that, yeah, drug pushers, put them in prison, because people used to die from all the other drugs too. Fentanyl is just more efficient at killing. But the whole slant of the story is, oh my God, progressive, ultra-liberal prosecutors and district attorneys in blue counties, they're now putting murderers in prison. They're going after fentanyl dealers and putting them in. Why would that be part of a political philosophy? What else would you do with a fentanyl dealer who kills teenagers, who's responsible for all the people dying in the street? What else would you do with them but put them in prison so they wouldn't be able to kill anymore? Why is that conservative? Oh, that's red. That's purple. It's like, what is this? What are you, 5 years old? Everything is a color? Well, that's the blue way, and that's the red way, and that's the... What is wrong with you? You dropped on your head? That guy is trying to kill your son and daughter. Your son and daughter might find a stray pill in the library, think it's Adderall, and it's laced with fentanyl, and now he or she is dead. You don't want to get that guy? Why don't you want to get that guy? What do you want to do with that guy? If you don't want to put him in prison, what do you want to do with him? I'm just astonished by this and the way everything is covered. I get up in the morning, I read this stuff, my upsets my stomach. Yes, it's conservative, it's red. No, it's common sense. It's what we did for hundreds of years and it worked.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On from 1 till 4, after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. And Ethan Weaver is going to come on with us just after 3 o'clock, the deputy city attorney. He is running against Nithya Raman to be the councilman in the 4th District of Los Angeles, which runs from the Valley, Encino, Studio City, Reseda, and up over the mountain into, Park La Brea, Mid-City, through part of the Hollywood area, like Cahuenga Boulevard, Wilcox Avenue, Franklin Avenue, and there's a reason I'm mentioning those streets. Anyway, Ethan Weaver is going to come up, and that is a must vote if you're in that district. You have to get rid of Nithya Raman. She's one of these Democratic Socialists of America members, which is the New Age communist group that has 3 seats, and she's absolutely pro homeless people and pro chaos and pro vagrant, pro everything that ruins the city. She's like Mike Bonin. She's the female version of Mike Bonin. And at least the people on the west side drove Mike Bonin out of office. Nithya Raman should be chased out of office, too. And you can do that if you vote for Ethan Weaver. We'll talk to him at 3 o'clock. Now, to give you some background, though, on what's going on in that district, even the El Segundo Times had a huge story on this today. I always wonder, how bad does it have to be for the El Segundo Times to actually do an in-depth story? Because this thing, you print it out, it's 7 pages long. And the headline is, Hollywood Homeless Encampments Fuel Neighborhood Frustration. And I see just, you just look at the headline and you think, Nithya Raman has been the city council person now for 3.5 years. And after all that time, 3.5 years, I mean, that's well over 1,000 days. You still have the same problem, and it's the same encampments. She can't clear them and keep them cleared. There was a fire that happened last month on January 7th in the Cahuenga Pass. And it started at a homeless encampment. And it burned a tree, destroyed 2 cars. It was sending smoke into homes. It smelled like burning fuel, burning plastic, according to one resident who lives in that Hollywood neighborhood. And it was, the fire was broke out in the first neighborhood targeted by Inside Safe. Inside Safe is this cleanup initiative. This is Karen Bass's prized project. Inside Safe was going to get all the homeless people off the street. It was going to clean up all the filth and garbage and feces and needles. Well, the first one she's targeted, now after over a year of trying, it's still a huge problem. There's still fires breaking out. She tried to get the people off the sidewalks and into housing. They even went and did a second cleanup. Second time they cleared the homeless out of there. But every time they've done it, I love this new term. The El Segundo Times says every time these streets have been repopulated. Cahuenga Boulevard, Wilcox Avenue, Franklin. I know that area pretty well. I knew somebody who lived on Wilcox. And boy, was it disgusting. Boy, was it scary. Boy, I didn't want to be there if the sun was setting. Because there were tents, tarps, all along the median strips, on the sidewalks, underneath the 101 freeway. These encampments were huge. Karen Bass cleans them up, and they all come back. And then she cleans them up again, and they all come back. And you have a fire here and a fire there. 4 fires have broken out over the last 3 months in that one area. 4 fires. And they have, now the residents, the normal people living inside, and I'm sure most of them voted for Karen Bass and Nithya Raman. So I kind of chuckle when I read about their complaints. It's like, yeah, who'd you vote for? What'd you think was going to happen? You actually looked at Karen Bass and Nithya Raman and said, yeah, they're going to take care of the neighborhood. They're going to make it clean and shiny and safe. Sure they will. Look at them. Well, they've got, let's see, screaming in the middle of the night, human waste on sidewalks, human waste on doorsteps. Boy, that's got to be nice first thing in the morning, huh? Step out, big splat in your shoe. Open-air drug markets. Threats of violence from the crazy people. Now, we've talked about this. God, it seems like we've talked about this every day for the last 7 years. Karen Bass runs on this, and she has a catchy new program. Oh, Inside Safe. We're going to take them all inside, and they're going to be safe. Well, they're not inside. They're not safe, and you're not safe, certainly. You are still doing the poop hopscotch. You're still awakened at 2 a.m. by some lunatic screaming into the wind. And you're terrified that they're going to beat you up, stab you, kill you. Listen to this. According to the El Segundo Times, all these problems have left some in the area disappointed in Bass. Bass has endorsed Nithya Raman. Raman has made her work on homelessness a cornerstone of her reelection campaign. Huh? Nithya Raman let an encampment go for years in front of a school where gang members had taken over and were selling guns and drugs from the tents in front of the school, elementary school, and she wouldn't do anything about it. She was the councilwoman where in Studio City, not Studio City, Sherman Oaks, where you had all these vagrants running around. Remember the restaurant owner had a bag of feces thrown at him. There was video of it, right? He was in his car, and this guy had this huge bag of feces, and he swung it into the air and slammed it on the car windshield. And then that guy, the restaurant owner who's driving the car, went to see Nithya Raman with a Channel 11 camera, and she was so angry and rude and cold. And then this statistic, since 2022, at least 84 people in the area have been brought indoors, according to Raman. 84? There's 70,000 people in the street. 84? 84 is not even the, that doesn't even cover all the people under the 101 on Cahuenga. I fought, really fought, to put together the resources to address the issue with the urgency that it deserves. Who talks like that? Just get them off the streets, period. Make it illegal to be on the streets. Make it illegal. You see people, once you've offered them shelter or you offered them treatment, then arrest them and drive them out into the desert. Why, normal, how many years, people have been putting up with this for 7 years. How much longer now? How much longer? Karen Bass goes, oh, I'm trying. Nithya Raman, I'm trying. You're trying. Does anyone execute or does everybody just try? Well, here's a story of what happens when they get put inside. They talk to some of the vagrants, unhoused residents. One of them goes by the name Rumpel. Boy, if you're a grown man and you call yourself Rumpel, odds are you're a loser. No grown man is called Rumpel. He said he was kicked out of two hotels at the city, at least. He got kicked out. So what do you think? That's what I'm saying. What's the point of getting these people off the sidewalk if you're not going to put them in a mental health clinic or a drug clinic or something? Because you're going to put them into a normal hotel, and they're still going to do their drugs, and they're still going to be screaming all night. So this is just just absurd. Rumpel says he has three tents at the underpass, which he's renting out to other people. He says they're currently occupied by others. So this guy's a landlord. Yeah, good job, Karen Bass. You've actually, she could say, I've created jobs. He's now a real estate magnate. He's renting out his tents under the overpass. Hey, I'm sorry it happens to be this bridge that we've chosen as a place to congregate, but we only have each other in this world. Go get jobs. You can all rent a room together. Go get work. They actually think they're good. We're good people doing the right thing. Wow. Raman is still against the no camping zones, because that's what she ought to do for the area, and she ought to make it a no camping zone in the neighborhood or on Cahuenga Boulevard, but she won't do it. I'm really trying to find a pathway forward that will actually get people off the streets for good. 4 years. We'll talk to Ethan Weaver, hopefully her replacement, coming up after 3 o'clock. What a sad crowd.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Ethan Weaver. He wants to be elected to the LA City Council, and he should be, to replace Nithya Raman, that disaster in the fourth council district. And again, she covers parts of Hollywood and Mid City. And let's see. Goes up over the hill to Encino and Sherman Oaks, Studio City. And she's just, she's really awful. And she's allowed homelessness to run rampant, just out of control. And she keeps trying to take credit for encampments she had cleared out. And then they all come back and they're starting fires. And there's just disgusting garbage and tents and tarps all over the place. So Ethan Weaver, he's a deputy city attorney, and you live in that district, you really ought to get rid of Nithya Raman, who's practically a communist. I got something funny here.
It's about time.
It's been a heavy show. I know. You're probably sensitive to the environment, right?
To a point.
You want to do what you can, though, to help the environment.
Yeah, I do what I can.
Well, you should cut off all your hair and donate it.
I'm not doing that.
Oh.
No.
Well, you slammed the door on the environment pretty fast.
100%.
Huh? Well, there is an organization in San Francisco, of course, called Matter of Trust. And they will take hair donations, and they use them to your hair to clean up oil spills and other pollutants from bodies of water.
I feel bad when that happens, but not that bad.
The guy who came up with this idea is Phil McCrory. He was a hairstylist in Alabama. They did a whole story in the Los Angeles Times about this, okay? I'm not just bringing this out of nowhere. It was in the paper this morning. And McCrory realized, as he was cutting hair, you know, a lot of people have oily hair, right? Because your hair absorbs a lot of body oil.
Yes.
And he thought, wow, if we packaged a lot of hair together, it could probably suck up the oil at the time the Exxon Valdez had that accident. Remember, it hit the reef in Alaska and oil.
Of course, I remember.
And he thought, if we just dump an enormous amount of hair.
It can't be fake hair.
I don't think fake hair absorbs the oil the same way.
Probably not the same way. Maybe you just need more hair to do that job. Because how many people are going to, I don't know, maybe they would. Because
people who care about the environment will donate their hair.
That's true.
And then people who are vain. Mm-hmm. And don't want to make a sacrifice for the good of the planet.
I mean, maybe I would donate an inch.
Well, he developed a way to turn hair, fur, wool, and fleece into mats that absorb petroleum. And also, it turns out you can compost hair. Let's say you have a bare patch on your lawn.
Yeah.
You can... You can throw your hair at it.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to boost the vegetation on your property, you can use human hair or pet hair. You could shave yourself and your dogs, all three of you.
Oh, wow.
In solidarity.
Okay.
You could.
I mean, look, when you first brought this up, I pictured you talking about me having to shave all my hair. But if it's just a little bit, you know, when I go to the salon, they take an inch off. So I wouldn't mind donating that.
Well, the more hair, the better for the environment, you see.
But I'm trying to be reasonable here.
If you're going to do some virtue signaling and just offer a little clump or two.
Okay, then forget it. No, I'm not helping.
I think we should offer her hair up for a pasta-thon this year.
Oh, yep. Can you shut your own mic off, please?
No, it's more fun this way.
I bet you a lot of guys would donate to take some of her hair home.
John can do his dance, and then you can donate
he'll
some
throw
hair.
Throw my hair into the audience. Woo!
You can put it on top of the soil in your flower pots and garden.
John, you have a lot of hair. Are you going to do that?
I have a lot of hair.
You do.
You have way more than I do. You could save the earth with all that hair. I might be able to take care of one little bare spot in the backyard. Because they found two composting methods that work, either worms and fungi, or hair, and that boosts the compost.
Well, I'm sure there will be a lot of takers. Your people, you know, in your neighborhood, I'm sure would do that, right?
Yeah, would they?
I wonder if Eddie, I don't know,
who on the West Side, all the wealthy West Side women. With all their thick, fake, well, a lot of that hair is fake anyway.
Oh.
A lot of that's hair extensions.
This is the real deal.
No hair extensions in there?
No.
Did you see, I just saw a photo of this. Jennifer Lopez was doing, was it her?
I don't know.
She was doing a show one of her hair extensions fell out right on the ground.
Oh. A lot of people have hair extensions. I mean, it's not, you know,
no, it's not a crime or anything.
It's not a crime. I mean, people want to have long hair or they're losing hair and they need to fill in the gaps.
That's why they're not going to donate to the environment, though. Mm.
That's a good point.
They want that head of hair. All right, we come back. Ethan Weaver of of Los Angeles. Ethan. Deputy City Attorney Ethan Weaver, and he wants to run against Nithya Raman and get rid of this woman. Get rid of her. Bad councilwoman in Hollywood and over the mountains into Encino and Studio City, Sherman Oaks, Mid-City, Park La Brea, that whole region up and over the mountains and back. She's ruining a lot of neighborhoods because she lets the homeless and the drug addicts and the mental patients run free. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship. With thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.